www.ai.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Things really suck, but you know what? If it wasn't for me, they would suck worse.
What are you talking about? What do you mean by that?
Robert Scott Bell.
No family making less than $250,000 a year will see any form of tax increase.
That's a lie. That's just an outright lie.
Why don't you tell the people the truth for a change?
Robert Scott Bell.
I don't know why people on the other side are so doggone stupid that they think that the federal government's going to produce jobs.
Stupid is, stupid does, sir.
I want to see that we guarantee that this generation is healthier.
If you want to go to a naturopath or a homeopath, no. That's not approved by the government.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Amounts of children and teens are being diagnosed with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. 1 in 5 high school age boys in the United States and 11% of school age children overall have received a medical diagnosis of ADHD. The study from the CDC also states 2/3 of kids who are diagnosed with ADHD are on Adderall or Ritalin.
Are we just the dumbest species on the planet? We're just dummies. Dummies. Earth dummies we are. The human species. I mean, you don't see animals drugging their children because, oh, little Johnny, he's laughing too much over there. Or little Susie's daydreaming in the corner. Oh, get the drugs, quick. We're bringing the drugs. It must be a disorder of some kind. The psychiatrist can save us. Hey, welcome, everybody. It's the first day of the week here, the Robert Scott Bell Show. Kicking into gear. And Super Don, I actually did get a day off yesterday.
You did?
I did. I didn't think I was going to. And turns out the radio station I was going to host for my buddy Richard Pearl, something happened and the personnel wasn't there. Anyway, I'm not going to go into it. But I could breathe. I go, all right, kick back and just enjoy it, have some fun, go out, work out with the kid. And we did. And there you go. I'm ready to go again. But I'm sort of kind of, you know, as we ease into the week, because this kind of kicks off a holiday week here. It's Thanksgiving week on the Robert Scott Bell Show. It could be a little short week. We might just do some encores for Thursday and Friday. What do you think?
I think we might have a few to choose from. Absolutely.
Yeah. We got one or two good ones.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Anyway, welcome everybody. Robert Scott Bell Show is on GCN, naturalnewsradio.com as well. You can call us if you, hey, Sunday afternoon, there's nothing going on. Turn off the game, or at least down the sound, and call us at 866-939-BELL. You know you have ADHD and you want to know what to do about it, so call us, and we'll tell you. 11% of U.S. children ages 4 to 17 are now diagnosed with ADHD. 1 in 10 children. Of course, it's 1 in 5 U.S. high school boys. 20% of all children who happen to be male are being diagnosed as having a Ritalin deficiency disease. They should call it RDD to be accurate.
Right.
You know, why can't kids be kids anymore?
Yeah.
I mean, I think that was the crossfade you did, the everyday people concept of the Sly and the Family Stone. I mean, it's like, no, kids, sit there and be an automaton. You must be a robot like everybody else. Get out. Get your kids out.
You are not normal.
Right.
I hate that word. I hate the word normal.
Normal. Yeah. No, paranormal.
Yes. Yeah, they are. You know, listen, people are people. You know, they like to, you know, one of the lyrics in that song, different strokes for different folks. You know, that does not mean throw pills at them.
They're just different.
No. Most, you know, how many times have we seen stories about how kids that are diagnosed with ADHD, a lot of times they're just gifted. They're smarter than the average kid, yet they're considered to be a problem. They've got a disorder. Yes.
Now, you said they're different. That is now in the DSM, different is a druggable offense. I'm telling you, man. You're different. Hey, gay. It starts with the letter D. Drug him. He's different. Drug him.
Yes.
No, why? Where's the embracing of individual uniqueness and differences? Of course, we recognize in modern, so we talk about modern medicine, but what about modern education, government indoctrination centers? It isn't about catering to the individual and supporting and saying, hey, what is this kid really good at? What is it? What is this kid? What lights this kid up? Besides Twinkies and, you know, ho-hos and ding-dongs, right? And, of course, that's a problem where you have an ADHD that may be real but not caused by a neurological issue as a starting point, but because you're hopping the kid up on additives and preservatives and sugars, artificial or real, however refined, and you're basically feeding your kids crack food, basically, and wondering, gee, I wonder why my kid can't sit still for a moment. Now, granted, kids, if they're kids and healthy, they shouldn't be able to sit still for prolonged periods of time because they're in the phases of movement. They're entering life. They're in that exploration phase. And to sit them down, to teach them to be robots, is a criminal offense, in my opinion. Now, does that mean that I'm saying, oh, kids could never be polite? You can't. No, that's not what I'm saying. But if you get into those public education centers, I mean, you're literally teaching your kid how to be a cow. They're being corralled. And, of course, that explains how you would line them up for vaccination as well, which is another aspect of the ADHD, artificiality, creation machinery, via impacting negatively on their digestive system and their nervous system, driving them into a place where their nerves are genuinely frazzled and fried because of what modern medicine does to them. And then, do you remember? I mean, I remember. This is before the era of ADHD. Of course, some kids had it, but we probably all did because we were kids. Where we weren't drugged for it. When we went to school, Super Don, I went to public school. I didn't learn everything later, but we weren't being drugged for every offense. Although I had allergies, you know.
No. There was, I mean, it was not the problem that it is now. And we've come to a point now where articles like this come out, and it's so obvious. You read down here, and did you see here where they say what the effective treatments for ADHD are?
You gotta let loose on them, yeah.
Effective treatments for ADHD include medication,
mm-hmm.
mental health treatment,
mm-hmm.
or a combination of the two.
Right.
And that's it.
What is mental health treatment, though? It's medication. So they're basically saying it's medication or medication.
Or more medication.
Right. Exactly. This is why I say, as a species, humans may be dumb as, I'd say, rocks are more intelligent. If we look at this and go, my kid can't sit still for 8 hours at school. We must
What did the kid over. Eat? What did the kid eat for what? Breakfast?
Yeah.
Right? What did you feed him last night? What medication is he on that has nothing to do with ADHD? Did he get a flu shot? You know, yeah. I mean, let's ask some real questions here and not wear the blinders of the medical industrial complex that want to put everybody into a box where it's either medication or mental health treatment. Why are so many kids being diagnosed? They're being overdiagnosed because that's what the schools are pointing people in the direction of.
Listen, I mean, it's our collectivist crunchy friends. They want everybody should have the same education. Right? Because the argument is that, oh my gosh, before government was involved and made education available to everybody, I mean, it was a two-tiered system. The people that have, they have not. Look, I'm telling you, there's still a two-tiered system. It's like those in the club and those not. All of your government education indoctrination only institutionalized the fact that you're not in the club. But we just want you to make you feel good about it. We're going to make you feel happy because you're not in the club with a whole other bunch of people that are not in the club. So we'll drug you, we'll give you the soma of, George Orwell or Aldous Huxley's Brave New World, and you'll be good to go. But the reality is, all of the interventions that they claim, well, mass education, it's raised the standard of, well, it's basically elevated your standard of living within a corralled fence of a form of slavery on a mental, emotional, yes, and even a physiological level. The physiological slavery is to what? Pharmaceutical drugs approved by the FDA and sanctioned by psychiatrists who no longer talk to you or listen to you, but simply drug you.
the ages that they're being diagnosed is just absolutely criminal, in my opinion. I mean, half the children that were found to have ADHD were diagnosed by age six.
Right.
But they go on to say that children with more severe ADHD tend to be diagnosed earlier, about half of them at the age of four. Mm-hmm. These kids are still growing. They're still learning, you know, personalities, you know, behavior. I mean, these are the development years of when those things are happening. And to diagnose a kid by the age of four with ADHD so you can stick them on drugs, what you've done is you have now convicted that kid to a life of behavior that has been modified and molded and changed by the fact that you're sticking them on the drugs. They haven't been given a chance to be themselves. They're now a product. They're not a product of the pharmaceutical industry.
Yeah, you said it well. At 4 years old, 4 years old, drugging their kids. We are a dumb species. We're a bunch of dummies in this regard that we would allow this to happen. And I, over the years that I've covered these stories, and you know, Super Don, you've been with me for a long time here, sometimes people would be outraged on the air, a lot of times off the air. How dare you? I tried everything. And, the drugs were the only thing that kept me sane. You sane? What about your kid who you're feeding food that is grown chemically, that has artificial dyes and colors and perfumes and all kinds of nasty stuff? Man, you'd be healthier eating cheese made from your toe bacteria, which, by the way, exists. We'll get to that in a little while. Yum, yum, yum. Anyway, give us a call, 866-939-BELL, if you're offended by anything we've said here, or if you're going, we are a bunch of dummies. How can we? I mean, you look at this. The aliens come down to planet Earth and go, they drug their children because they won't sit in chairs for prolonged periods of time. Move along, nothing to see here. Let's get out of here before we get infected.
Oh,
I'm telling you, it's insane. What else are we going to do today, Super Don? We got heart attack warnings. Is it just an instantaneous? The bus is going to hit you. You got no warning. Could you have a warning? What about neurological degradation disease? I got a very serious, long, intense question from a listener. I'm going to try to address some of it, let you know what's going on. In fact, this week, we got very cool stuff related to fats and cannabinoids. Can I say that?
How about a moment of duh? Can we do that today?
Yeah, related to pregnancy? Let's do it. Let's see if the species can improve its intelligence quotient. Also, bird flu vaccines are going to be stockpiled. We got food banks that are finally getting the word on the way to really feed the folks who are hungry. Maybe, just maybe, I'm not sure. We might hear from Ty Bollinger with another Dallas JFK 50-year anniversary Dealey Plaza update. And what are the cholesterol conflicts of interest? The NDAA. Your calls if you want to call us. Pick up the phone. Super Don, Double Dog dares you. 866-939-2355. 866-939-2355. Tom is on the phone. He's very nice. He'll say hello and ask you what you're calling for. It's okay. Do it. We'll be back with heart attack warnings after this.
Great heavens. What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Bedway Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Points Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Can make a heart attack funny, but that Fred Sanford. What was the guy? Red Fox, right?
Red Fox, absolutely.
Fred Sanford and Son. You remember watching that when we were younger, Super Don? That guy was unreal. Now, of course, it's not a joking matter when you talk about real heart attacks. But the question is, did you have a warning? Was there any sign before? Like, I liken it to, like, you're walking out on the street, suddenly you see a bus, and it was the last second. You couldn't do anything. You couldn't get out of the way.
Right.
Or is it? That you could, walk out into the road and the bus is still 3 miles away. You got plenty of time to get out of the way if you know that the bus is coming. But most people don't pay attention to that. Kind of like you brought this up to me earlier when we were planning for today's broadcast about the first Austin Powers movie, was it, where he was in?
Yeah.
A steamroller kind of thing. The big roller.
Right. He's in a steamroller and the villain guy is probably about, I don't know, I'd say about 50 feet away from the steamroller, and the steamroller's going like a mile per hour.
Half a mile per hour, right?
Yeah, and the villain guy's going...
Yes, and there's 100 yards on either side of this thing where the guy could just step out of the way and move, but instead he stays in the, and yells, stop, stop! Of course, half a mile an hour, he gets steamrolled, right?
Right.
And I think it was a great image that you brought up there, because this really is the reality of heart attacks, that although they are ultimately, when the vicious one happens, as Red Fox did, this is the big one, it has been preceded by so many warning signs that you or your doctor didn't pay attention to, because you weren't trained, or perhaps you were taught that you need to shoot out the warning light. Right? Remember that analogy? We said it so many times, what modern medicine does. You have a subtle pain, an indigestion or something, you take a Tums, a Rolaids, a Tagamet, something that wipes out the symptom, but completely ignores, purposefully, I might add, the underlying cause of that symptom that could have precipitated years in advance of that bus hitting you. I mean, that's the point of this story on Fox News. It's pretty decent. I mean, I'll go through it with a fine tooth comb. Could you tell if you were having a heart attack? Right? This is the question. Are they all worthy of the red fox kind of thing? Suddenly, oh, it's here and you're gone. Because when they happen that way, yes, it is indeed an unhappy accident. Boom, you've been hit, you've been taken out. And chances are, I wouldn't even say chances, but in reality, you could have lived 30, 40, 50 years beyond that heart attack because it isn't like a chronic disease like cancer that eats away at your tissues and destroys the function of every organ.
Well, and I think the point that they're trying to make there in the beginning is that, you know, the average person who has not suffered a heart attack, if they think of somebody having a heart attack, they think of what they've seen on TV. Mm-hmm. You know, they clutch their chest and fall on the ground and they're gasping for breath and stuff. But when you read stories about people who have actually had heart attacks, quite often they don't even realize they've had a heart attack. They had a heart attack and didn't even know that it even happened. But the damage has been done to the heart because it's so far more subtle when it's leading up to that point, as you were saying, where you have that you know, that tragic event where that type of a thing happens.
Yeah, and you know the whole subtlety of it, it's like all of these little symptoms that seem to not be connected to anything, or people wrongly say, oh, it's a digestive system, or it could be related. Because even the issue like we talk about so often about the leaky gut scenario, where you've got these large macromolecules, proteins that are undigested getting into the bloodstream, I mean, this creates problems for the circulatory system, including immune responses and histaminic and inflammatory cytokine responses. That can create inflammation within the cardiovascular system, which, by the way, are not evidence of a lack of cholesterol-lowering medication, statin drugs. That's, you know, that should go without saying here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Right.
But they don't pay attention to it. In the meantime, the drugs the docs give may not be related at all, but antibiotics, for instance, could precipitate heart attacks. Although I've seen books written that antibiotics could cure them because they talk about nanobacteria creating problems within the cardiovascular system.
Right.
But if you've got bacteria growing in an infectious state within your veins and arteries, there are other issues that are much deeper than just that. And we can talk about some, I guess, you know, I look at the clock here and we're almost out of time for this segment. I do want to go further on this issue. So maybe when we come back from this break, we'll continue our discussion of the warning signs. Also, what you can do besides statin drugs, which are a crock of you know what, to prevent this years down the road from happening, not just minutes. As well as I've got a very important question from a listener with neurological type diseases, very difficult to deal with, and we'll try to throw out some good stuff there. Tell your friends the Robert Scott Bell Show is on Natural News Radio 6 days a week and GCN syndicating all around the world. Back to prevent heart attacks and nervous system stuff after this.
Part of the stuff where you said all about the things.
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yep. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com. Terraganix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro EM1, the raw probiotic.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You're amazing. You are something else.
Robert Scott Bell.
He has both style and substance.
Robert Scott Bell. Bell.
How much power do talk radio hosts really have?
This is transformational, and it's awesome.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
I don't know. Why do we bother doing this, Super Don? Sometimes I wonder. You know, we don't have the budget of the CDC. You know, the power, the force, the barrel of a gun. You will get your shots. You will do what we say. Well, again, I'm not interested in making you do anything. I just want to bring out some information that you may never have been exposed to. Oh, my gosh, Robert Scott Bell exposed himself. No, I didn't expose information.
Hey, now, come on. Family radio. We can't
family
do that
radio.
Sort
of. Exactly. You see, that's what I'm saying here. The idea of heart attacks being, oh, my gosh, he had no warning and it just happened. Sorry, dude. Now, of course, a lot of the information on prevention of heart attacks has been bogus for many years, right? The assertion that saturated fat was bad. They went after butter, things like that. When the real issue, of course, was trans fats, any pro-inflammatory type foods, those things that are too high in omega-6, the vegetable oils, particularly if you cook the vegetable oils. And that's a lot of people saying that's where they moved everybody into. If it was full-out trans-fat Crisco, or whether it was just take good, healthy vegetable oils and heat them up to the point where they become damaged. It's bad information. It's bad news. But it's the official story once again. And even as the FDA backs down on its support of trans fats, it's still bogus because it's promoting genetically modified corn oil. Like we're talking about soybean oil. And what else were they promoting in there? And then they kind of threw a little bone to a little bit of butter. And of course, right. If you're doing butter, we're talking about the real kind that's not from factory farmed animals. But the fats are what protect us from dying. Seriously. And I've said this many years ago and many times over the years, that if it weren't for cholesterol at whatever level, hopefully higher rather than lower, these people that are living long enough to have a heart attack would have died in younger and younger ages. And I'm talking even in teen years, of vascular rupture and bleeding internally, and they would die without a warning at all. Why do I say that? It's because of the fat. It's because of the cholesterol that is the protective mechanism that repairs, that begins to patch and to hopefully have the repair happen to the damage within the arterial wall, even the venous system, the entire cardiovascular system, depending on fats. And another aspect to the integrity of the vascular system that's not taught about with the American Dunderheaded Heart Association, they ever mention silica, trace mineral silica. No, they never mention that. How that critically is necessary for the strengthening and the elasticity, flexibility, if you will, of the vascular system, needing enough silica. And so it is so much wrong-headed information. It's almost like, where do you begin? You know, there's so many things I want to say. Increase your fat levels. Of course, the omega-3s, the DHA, the EPA. But the hawthorn berry that we've talked about so many times over the years, that doctors will warn you, don't take hawthorn berry. Oh, my gosh, it might interact with your cardiovascular drugs. Which, right? You wouldn't need the cardiovascular drugs if you were doing hawthorn berry for the heart, right?
Right. That's why I laugh. You know, it's like, don't take this natural substance because it might screw up this pharmaceutical right. drug.
We don't want you interfering with us killing people with drugs. So that's right. The kind of backwards thought form that most Americans still have. You know, if you're an herbalist, you work in a health food store, the first question will be, well, how will this interact with my drugs? It's like, dude, if you're on drugs, why are you here? Probably because because you want to be off drugs, right?
Right.
So it's ludicrous, it's ridiculous, it's maddening. Of course, there are emotional issues and things, but the point is there are many years in advance of this thing where you have warning. Now, if you understand how to do the pulse diagnosis, you can actually sense the pressure shifts within the vascular system without an invasive test. But those of you who are into doctoring, you can get a C-reactive protein or CRP test to indicate inflammation markers that are more indicative of danger to the vascular system. But some people with all of the same bad habits and bad diet, that some of you would have heart attacks, you wouldn't, and you'd have arthritic inflammation. And this goes to bioindividuality. It's the same cause. When I talk, for instance, uric acid, excess protein consumption beyond your needs, beyond your liver's ability to process the acid of large animal protein kind of breakdown in the digestive tract, that waste product will build up, and in some people it will impact the circulatory system. That leads into the heart attack realm. In some people it won't. It'll impact the skeletal system. They'll come down with gout and arthritis. Same cause. And this confuses doctors. How could the same thing that causes heart attacks cause arthritis? And then we come back to the liver. And we say, well, because the liver's not working well. It's not getting the stuff out. The detoxification. That's why everybody, that's the starting point. Detox and then heal the gut. Keep pumping in the fats. Use homeopathic medicine, Crataegus or the hawthorn berry. And there's more to it than that. But Rustox is indicated for vascular as well as arthritic scenarios because it tends to, along with other remedies, gather up the waste products, the inflammatory elements of the blood to be brought to the liver where you want to get them out of the body. Okay? And this goes to also double for neurological issues. Because I have a question coming in from a listener here, Norm. Seriously intense question. Says, Dr. Bell, and I don't use the title doctor because people claim it, and I don't care about doctor in terms of traditional use definition. Physician or, let's call it healer or teacher. The historical right. tradition of that word, as a homeopath here. He says, I have a hereditary debilitating form of muscular dystrophy called Charcot-Marie Tooth Disease. I was diagnosed in 1996, and as you probably know, it is a disease that affects the peripheral nerves and the muscles of the lower legs and feet and the lower arms and hands. In very extreme cases, it can also begin to affect the respiratory muscles, such as the inspiratory and expiratory intercostal muscles in the rib area, making it very difficult to breathe. Unfortunately, I do have a very bad case of this disease. In addition to the inability to walk and manipulate things with my hands, the pain level is extreme. Neurologists and my pain management team, gosh, man, you got a whole team on pain management. That's rough.
Wow.
They put him on Lyrica, Neurontin, Cymbalta, and other drugs like these, which have not worked for me at all. Unfortunately, the only drugs that work to relieve some of the pain are narcotics such as morphine, ER, and morphine IR. I've been taking morphine now for about 8 years and, of course, have become addicted. Oh, God, man, this is rough. He continues, Norman continues, this is something that I sincerely have trouble with and really desire to get off these drugs. I would love to try marijuana, but I live in Florida and it's almost impossible to get a medical prescription. Is there any other suggestion that you have to offer me to get me off these horrible narcotics? Thank you very much for reading my message, and I look forward to hearing back from you soon. God bless you and all the work that you do, Norm. God bless you for reaching out, and I'm so sorry for the suffering that you're going through here. Modern medicine, ill-equipped to handle. Now, I don't know Norm's medical history. I can only respond to what he has written. And when we talk about neurological pain, the pain of the nerve endings that are very extreme, as well as issues of muscles, we have to look circulatory as well. You know, how is the micropore circulation happening? And from an herb perspective, you look to something like ginkgo biloba to open up the pores, the microcapillaries, to get the blood flow in there. And, of course, when we deal with muscle weakness, don't we always think of coenzyme Q10? I don't know if Norm was ever put on a statin drug, because these statin drugs can result in these types of symptoms and pains, even into a named syndrome. But the muscular dystrophy, they say, well, it's genetic and it's inherited. Well, maybe, maybe not. We all have predispositions. In homeopathy, we call them miasms. Dr. Hahnemann knew about that over 200 years ago. But they only manifest when we do the wrong thing, even in ignorance, of course, in arrogance. Again, the dummy humans doing the wrong thing. Heavy metals, I always think of mercury. I come back to vaccines. I come back to mercury amalgams. Are there tooth fillings that are basically mercury playing themselves out in this way? And so when we talk about neurological regeneration, we must increase fats tremendously, particularly the EPA and DHA, but also I would include coconut oil, tremendous amount of coconut oil in this case, for its positive and beneficial impact for a lot of things. Now I come back also to silver. You've heard me talk about it. I've been studying about silver for many years now and recognizing the ability of silver to nourish and regenerate neural tissue. Because there are two receptor sites for silver on the myelin sheath of the nerve cell. So rather than being dangerous and deadly, like mercury and cadmium and arsenic and lead potentially, and aluminum for the nervous system, for the nerve cell, silver seems to have an opposite effect. But I'm not arguing that everybody needs to go again and make a home-generated form of silver. I want you to get the best in the lowest amount of quantity, total quantity, so you don't exceed what the EPA calls the daily reference dose. You don't need to necessarily. But with the form of the hydrosol we use here, you could exceed it. Your body will excrete it. And if you're concerned about that as well, we need, and in this case, Norm, you've got to up your selenium levels significantly. Significantly. I'm talking, in this case, 1,000 micrograms a day. You heard the interview we did with Chris Barr over the years and also the more recent one, where we talked about the food-grown state selenium being so critical for detox pathways of elimination. And if you haven't done this yet, Norm, call up Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com. He's got the selenium, also the chromium, because it also impacts liver and delivery of nutrients to the cells far flung from, you know, the down to the extremities where this primarily starts, but then it kind of moves into the torso as well, increasing the chromium as well. So that's at 866-424-1077, 866-424-1077. And it also occurs to me you may very well benefit from the One World Whey. This is the non-denatured whey protein, because we've talked about increasing glutathione levels to detoxify the cells so that we move the heavy metals out that may be there and contributing significantly to this muscle and neurological pain and weakness. In terms of detoxifying from those drugs, there are medical drug intoxication formulas that King Bio has. And these are homeopathic, so they're completely safe to do. Also, acupuncture, another great way. Another consideration, if you can, the far infrared heat saunas. Far infrared heat saunas to detoxify through the tissues of the skin. And by the way, I think Carol Alt did a segment yesterday, and she's on today at 4 o'clock Eastern as well. They do her show, Health of You, on Fox News. Did you see this weekend's one, Super Don?
I have not had a chance to see that yet, no.
She's so funny. I mean, she's such a
I love her. She's great.
She's raw vegan most of the time, but she's like, she's into hockey players. And you can see her. She's gorgeous, 52. Her skin is so beautiful. What does she do? She's doing the right thing. And she had cancer, but she went to Dr. Nick Gonzalez and detoxified it away. And she's hot on hockey players. And she did a segment on this far infrared sauna. Some guy developed a thing where you exercise in it with a little bike, a stationary bike, and how it was detoxifying these people. So that's another good scenario to go. So, Norm, I hope this is helpful to you. Thank you for listening. Tell your friends this is the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty. I think everything we're doing should be moments of Dell, but we realize they're not. But there is one moment of Dell related to pregnancy, ladies. Listen to this, and we'll give you some options that your doctor will not. After this break, right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, check it out, robertscottbell.com. We'll be right back.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer: Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Whey, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Whey, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Say thank you to all of you that came to my lecture, Robert Scott Bell Show, live on stage at the Windhorse Theater in Eustis, Florida. We had a great turnout, Super Don, and plus my wife's birthday. We had a great time, and one of my son's classmates baked an organic cake, decadent and yummy, all organic. It was really good. I wish I could have sent you some there, but it'll get smushed in the... They'll probably think it's some kind of strange... bio-warfare agent. Cake's organic! Yeah, right.
Oh, listen,
one of the other things, too, I had my friend Paul Bertiero, he came by, we talked extensively about the water, and I was just thinking about Norm and his question. The simple act that we can't hydrate the cells is significant. I mean, deep, deep level, by microclustering the water, we can get it there. So please, Norm, check out robertswater.com, and you can download a free ebook. By going to robertswater.com, you can read about it or pick it up, and that's another phenomenal option. Also, asking about pain, he was asking about cannabinoids. And, of course, Super Don, you mentioned that on the break. Thank you for doing that, because this Tuesday, get ready. We've got a major cannabinoid special on tap. We are gearing up to do maybe even a full 2 hours. I'm not sure, but we're going to be hitting it very hard. So that you can address this, because cannabinoids are now known to help muscular dystrophy symptoms. That's right. Reading now from this, the science on cannabinoids are now known to have the capacity for neuromodulation via direct receptor-based mechanisms at numerous levels within the nervous system. And so that's another aspect. Maybe there's a way, even in states that haven't legalized medical marijuana or otherwise, that you will be able to get these cannabinoids legally. That's right. Even in Florida. And we're working on it. We may have found the source. So Tuesday, mark your calendar. It's going to be a big day here. All right? You ready? Are you ready?
Looking forward to it. Absolutely.
How about cannabinoids during pregnancy? I think it would be much better than the options that most pregnant women are instructed to use right now. Which, guess what, Super Don and Tom,
what?
That leads to today's
Moment of Duh.
What are you people? On dope?
Amalgamated Association of Morons. Local 6 and 7-8.
You're crazy!
No.
What is your major malfunction?
Yes, this Moment of Duh today brought to you by J&J. Yes, right, Johnson & Johnson. They don't like this kind of attention we're about to give them, but too much Tylenol in pregnancy could affect child's development, a study finds. Now, why is this a Moment of Duh? How many times over the years have we referenced the fact that the number one reason why Americans check into emergency room hospitals with liver failure, primarily, more often than not, due to utilizing Tylenol? So, of course, it's safe during pregnancy. I mean, why would you think otherwise? So that's why maybe it's not. I don't know. Is it borderline moment of time? I mean, shouldn't this be common knowledge?
Listen. I mean, yes. If you've been listening to this show, you know, and we've talked about this before, that, you know, 100,000 calls to poison control centers, 56,000 emergency room visits, 26,000 hospitalizations, and more than 450 deaths a year from liver failure due to acetaminophen or Tylenol.
Mm.
So pregnant? Should you take Tylenol? You shouldn't take Tylenol if you're not pregnant. You should never take Tylenol, but especially if you're pregnant, because now you're also affecting the unborn child. So, yeah, it's a moment of seriously for the people that listen to this show. But interestingly enough, you know, as we've talked before, women mm-hmm. who are using cannabinoids, they're finding are, as you were saying, are causing the kids not to come out, you know, looking like Cheech and Chong. You know, they're coming, you know, they're actually doing just as good, if not better, than mm-hmm. than kids that are not. So,
yeah.
You know,
this,
what do you got to say?
The miracle medicine from God, this stuff is really turning out mm-hmm. to be. And that's probably, again, big reason why it had to be banned. Tylenol, I mean, it's like, oh, you have a headache during pregnancy? No, listen, the reason you do, it's likely due to liver congestion. You know, the primary reason that people, and this is my opinion, the humble homeopath with an attitude here, Robert Scadbell, that women have a great deal of difficulty in the first trimester with morning sickness. My perception, mm-hmm. my belief on this, is their body is trying to detoxify. Their body is going, no, we got to get some of this stuff out because we don't want to risk the baby. And it's a violent way to remove the toxic poisons. We'll talk about some non-violent ways to remove the toxic poisons next hour. I just got word Ty Bollinger will give us another update as he was in Dealey Plaza for the 50th anniversary of the shooting, the assassination of JFK. So we'll look forward to that tomorrow as well. Bird flu vaccines, food banks, they're actually doing something right, and cheese from something you don't want to know. Next on the Robert Scott Bell Show after the break, because the power to heal is still yours.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because it continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
For health and vitality for you, your family, and friends, get the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
If you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels, in their memory, in their mood, and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.